Last week we learned in Elikai Neshama that we say Kol Zman Shehaneshama Bekirbi, as long as the Neshama is within me, Moida Ani Lefanecha, I'm grateful to you in front to you Hashem, Lefanecha in front of you Hashem. And we explained that Moida Ani is a Hakaras HaToiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu for returning the Neshama to us, and we explained that that really includes two aspects. One is the gift of life, that through this that Hashem gives us our neshama back, we have the gift of life. That's necessity. And then we said that another thing is that we got the neshama itself, which is a chelik alika mimal. That's our the most elevated nivra in the bria, because we have a chelik alika mimal. We have the neshama from the kisei hakavod, and that's the greatest thing. So the moida ani incorporates these two things. And then we went on to explain at the end of last year that lefonecha means in front of you, Hashem, and that is the idea of being aware, having the awareness that we're in the presence of Hashem. And we added that in fact, the Ramah, in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, in Aruch Chaim, says that when a person wakes up in the morning, a person is supposed to contemplate, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samet. Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samet. So in the beginning of the day, we wake up and we say Elokai Neshama, Moida Ani, and also Moida Ani, right? We say Moida Ani Lefanecha. We're meant to have that awareness that we're Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samet. Oh, Be'ezus Hashem, this week, we'd like to delve into this a little bit, in this Moida Ani Lefanecha. And to explain, this is something that actually the very first year in Moida Ani we alluded to then, and that is like this. Perhaps Moida Ani Lefanecha is the two amudim of Avodas Hashem. What does that mean? The Rabbi Sil Sisham says that Avodas Hashem has two pillars, and that is Ava and Yira, love of Hashem and fear of Hashem. And if you think about it, Moida Ani Hakaras HaToiv, it's brought down in Svarim, is what generates an Ava to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we see what we receive from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have Hakaras HaToiv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that inspires, arouses in us an Ava HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and a wanting to connect and to be davik by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Ava. And when we have Lefanecha, when we have the awareness that we're Lefanecha, that we're in the presence of Hashem, that leads to Yira, Yiras Hashem. And in fact, I believe, I don't remember where I saw this once, that the word Yira, which is fear of Hashem, is the same word as Yeroeh. Yeroeh means to be seen. When we have that awareness that we're seen by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then automatically we have the Yiras Hashem. So Moida Ani Lefanecha, in the very beginning of the day, we say Moida Ani Lefanecha, these are the two pillars of Avodas Hashem, Ava and Yiras Hashem. And perhaps we could add one more thing, that is, that Hashem made it easy in the morning for us to come to to these two levels of Ava and Yiras Hashem through our. And that is like this. We said last week, and perhaps the week before, that from the Reishis Chachma and Shar Ava, Perek Gimel, he writes that when a person wakes up in the morning, Yikne Ha'adam Midas Ha'ava Bekumai, a person could come to acquire the Mid of Ava when he wakes up, B'choshvei B'chesed HaGadol, when he just thinks about the amazing chesed that he received from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shehetiv imoy abayir, that Hashem was good to him. Shehichso neshmasli lagufay vechiyeu meyashena, that he woke him up and he gave him life. So in the morning we could easily come to a level of avas Hashem because we just received our neshama back from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it's easy to come to a level of avas Hashem. And Yira also, we explained in the past that at the very beginning of the day is a neshama moment. It's a time that a person is in touch with his neshama. And we explained from David Ruham that the neshama is more in tune to feeling the awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why we're able to say Atah, because we have a neshama in us. And a neshama is able to have that awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in the morning, at the beginning of the day, when we have that neshama moment, now is also a time that it's easier to come to Yiras Hashem, to Shivis Hashem, to Negdi Sam. I'd like to delve into this a little bit more, and this idea of Ava and Yira at the beginning of the day. And that is like this. The Rambam, in Hilchas Yisoidei HaTorah, in Perek Sheini Halacha Beis, he says an amazing thing. Listen to the Rambam. V'heichi aderech la'avosev yirosei. What's the way to come to Ava and Yira Sashem? Listen to this. B'sha sheyizboinein ha'adam. At the time when a person contemplates b'maisav in the creation of a brua of haneflaim hagdolim, when a person contemplates the wondrous, amazing creations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yir mehem chachmosai, and he sees the tremendous chachma she'ein lo erech v'loy keitz, he realizes that there's no end to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chachma and ma'aseh b'reishis. Miyad hu oyev, he comes right away to an avon Hashem. U'mishabeach u'mefoer u'misave, and he has a taiva gedoyla, lay the Hashem HaGadol, to come close and to know Hashem even more. K'ma sh'omer David, this is what David Melech says, Tzoma nafshi lelekim lekel choy. He had a hishtoikikos, a yearning to come closer, to know more, to come closer to this HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then the Rambam says, very interesting, U'kishumechashiv bidvorim ha'elu atzmon. When one thinks about these things themselves, you know what else happens? Miyad, right away, hu nirtzel acharif. He jumps back. V'yorei, and he has a yira, v'yefached, he trembling. V'yoidei ashu beria katano, and he realizes how small he is. Oymir b'das kalam u'ud lefnei tamim deis, that he's standing in front of Hashem, who's tamim deis, and he's so small. Fascinating thing. Ava and yira, they come together. When a person reaches an ava in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through contemplating the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the things that Hashem created in the world, and he has an ava to come close, at that moment is when he feels that he wants to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that springs back, and he's miyad nirsal achayr, they jumps back. Ava and yira come together. And perhaps, this could be an idea in the Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas, Daf Lamed Amud Beis, says a very interesting thing. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, Ivdu Es Hashem bi yira, serve Hashem with yira. And then it says, V'gilu, rejoice bir oda, with trepidation. What does that mean? Rejoice with trepidation? Those two are opposites. Says the Gemara, yes. Omer Rav Ada bar Masna Omer Rabba, b'mokom gila, in the place of rejoicing, shom teir oda, there should be trepidation. Perhaps this is the idea of the Rambam. That when a person comes to a level of Ava, that he has misava Taiva Gdela to come close, at that same moment, Shom Teirada, there needs to be also, at the same moment, that brings a spring back, that he jumps back. Nir Salachar, that jumps back, he realizes that who am I? I'm in front of this is the great HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that I have a Taiva to come close to him, but the year comes together at the same moment. Very interesting. Perhaps this is the idea.
It's not describing the Gila?
No, it's at the time of Gila, Sham Teirada, there should be. There's different ways of understanding. Different, the Rishayim can't get too involved in this. Okay. But this is perhaps based on the Rambam, this is the idea of the Gemara. And perhaps this is the idea of Moida, another insight into Moida Ani Lifonecha. When we say Moida Ani, and we have a course at Toiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we want to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that has to come along. That right away comes lifanecha. Shom tehera ada. Lifanecha, which is the awareness that we're in front of Hashem, and that brings yiras Hashem. The moida ani comes, joins up with the lifanecha. Moida ani, lifanecha. The two things come together. And perhaps we could take this a little bit deeper, and that is like this. The Vilna Gaon in Evan Shlema in Perek Tes, Oiz Dalet, listen to what he says. Unbelievable. He says like this. Kriyashma, Sorich liyois be'ava. A person needs to the mode that a person has to, is the of Kriyashma is avas Hashem. Ava. Utfila. What about the Amida, the Shema Nesu, the Tfila? Tzrich liyois be'yira. That needs to be yir with yira. Says the Gaon, unbelievable. Vize inyan smichas geula l'tfila. That's the idea, the deeper meaning of the concept of smichas geula l'tfila. We know we're not supposed to be mafzik between geula and tfila. Lechaber ava v'yira. To be mechaber ava v'yira. There's an idea of connecting ava v'yira. That the ava v'yira should come and blend together. And then he says, shehu shiluv havoya v'adnus. The two shemas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, havoya and adnus. Now, to blend together, havoya and adnus. Now that, what does this mean? What is the significance? We'll get to this, Baz Hashem, to explain this hopefully a little bit. What does this mean? What is the significance of blending together Avanir, like we're explaining, Moida Ani Lifonecha? The Moedani, which is Ava, Lefanecha Zira, come together. What's the significance of being Mechaber, Ava, and Yira? It's a Shiluv, the Shemus. On our level, how could we understand this? So I think we could take out an amazing idea over here. Bezes Hashem. And that is like this. Let's step back for a minute. We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. There's two primary elements to Briyas Olam, of the world. And that is Bereishis Bara Elokim, Es HaShamayim Ve'es HaAretz. Shamayim and Aretz. Those are the two aspects, two parts of the world. Shamayim and Aretz really represent Ruchnius and Gashmius. The world is comprised, the universe is comprised of Ruchnius and Gashmius. Right? Shamayim is Ruchnius, represents Ruchnius, the Ruchnius of the Bria, and Aretz is the Gashmius. And really, the purpose of the Bria is that the two should come together. That the Ruchnius and the Gashmius, the Shamayim and Aretz, should come together. And that's the idea of Shechina B'tachtonim. The purpose of the Bria is that the Shechina, Kadosh Baruch Hu, should be and should reside, so to say, in the lower worlds. And that is the idea of connecting Shamayim and Aretz. That's really the purpose of Shemayim V'Aretz. The purpose is that we should come to that Shechina B'tachtonim, that the two should blend together. Oh. Let's just analyze the two parts of the Bria, Ruchnius and Gashmius, or you want to call them Shemayim V'Aretz. The difference between them is Shemayim is limitless, is Ein Sof. It doesn't have boundaries. It's Ein Sof. Aretz is physical. Physicality means that it has boundaries, it has gvulim, it has limitations. That's the core difference between Shemayim and Aretz. And the truth is, we spoke in the past from the Vilna Gaon in Parshas Hazinu, that he explains that the way they run are like that. The way they run is like this. He says that this world, Aretz, runs al pi teva. The way this world runs, al pi teva, there's laws of nature, teva. Shemayim doesn't run al pi teva, it runs the way he calls it, it's Ratzin Hashem. Whatever the Ratzin Hashem is at any given moment is, in Shemayim, in the Olam HaRuch, in the Olam HaElyon. What's the difference between teva and Ratzin Hashem? This idea. Teva is laws of nature. Things are contained, there's restrictions, there's laws, there's the way things are, right? There's laws, the way things are going to be. There's gvulim, there's boundaries to everything. This world is finite. There's boundaries. There's gvulim. Shemayim ruchnius is no gvulim. Ratzon Hashem. It's whatever it is. It is. There's no boundaries. There's no gvulim. That's the core difference between Shemayim and Aretz. We explained in the past that these two hanhagas, these two modes of the two opposites, limitless, and then the opposite of that is not limitless. They have boundaries. Is really the core difference between the two midas, the two main midas of din and chesed. Chesed and din or gvura. The idea of chesed, we said in the past, chesed, the core yesod of chesed is hispashtus. We said from the Vilna Gaon. Hispashtus mitzad ha-chesed, right? The idea of chesed is total limitless. Hispashtus, no boundaries. If you have pure chesed, there's no boundaries, there's no limitations. That's the idea, the core idea of chesed. Din is the opposite, is to have things should be contained. Right? Din. Not everyone should receive if you're worthy. Depends, right? We restrict the chesed. So chesed and din are opposite in the sense that chesed is limitless, is a hanhog of no limits, no gvulim, ad beli dai, right? Ein soif. And gvura din says the opposite. That there should be restrictions, things should be contained, there should be boundaries. That's really the two worlds, the Olam HaRuchni and the Olam HaGashmi, Shemayim and Aretz. Shemayim is chesed. There's no gvulim. It's limitless. That's chesed. This world is a world of so to say, din, so to say, gvura, of tzimtzum, of hiskanshus, that there should be limitations contained, that things are not limitless. The two opposites. I'd like to read to the Olam a very interesting Vilna Gaon in Parashas Balak. I think it's in the beginning of Balak, I think the Pasuk Hey, the Goyin is in Madura Gimel. He says like this. We said before, right, that the world is comprised of two parts, Shemayim and Arts. He says, Yodua, it's known, Ki Oilam Nechlak L'Shloisha. The world is really split up into three. Oh, what are the three? Shemayim, that's the one. Two is Oretz. And the third, listen to this. The third thing, Hu Kolul Mishneim, it has blend of both, connection of both, Shemayim and Arts. What's that? Vuhu Adam, that's man. Like the Pasuk says, Vayitzar Hashem Elokim Ofrim and Adama. Hashem created man, Ofrim and Adama. Ofrim and Adama is from Oretz. He took Oretz, dirt from the ground. And then he took a neshama from Shemayim, Vayipach Ba'ap of Nishmas Chaim, and he infused them together. Man is the blend, is the chibur between Shemayim and Oretz. He has both. He's the novelty of mankind. That's why the world says the Goyin is three. There's three. There's Shemayim and Oretz, and then you have this phenomenon of man. He's both together. The one place we have both is Adam. V'yibach ba'af neshmas chaim. Unbelievable. Oh. And perhaps this could give an insight why Adam, why man, is the one that's chosen to be the one to bring the world to its tachlis. We're the ones who are supposed to bring the world to the tachlis of Shechina betachtainim. Because what's Shechina betachtainim? That Shemayim and Arts should come together. We're the ones to bring that to the world, to bring the world to its tachlis of Shemayim and Arts together, because that's the essence of who we are. We are Shemayim and Arts together. That's Hashem made us that way. We're a blend of Shemayim and Arts. So we're the ones that are going to be the ones to bring the world through our Torah and Mitzvahs to Shechina betachtainim. So it comes out that we, because of our essence, that we, who we are, we're a blend of Guf and Neshama. We're a blend of Shemayim and Aretz. We're a blend of the two opposites. The Chesed and Din, right? Chesed and Din are coming together in us. And we know, it's brought down in Svarim, that Ava and Yira, Ava is the Sherish of Chesed, right? That's why Avram Avinu is the Amura Chesed. He's known for Ava Hashem, right? Avram Oyavi, right? Because Ava is the Sherish of Chesed, of Ava Hashem is the idea of Chesed. Yitzchak is Gvura Din. He's Yira, Pachad Yitzchak, right? Yira is to constrict, to be Goyver, to be Metzamtzim. That's Gvura, that's Din. It's amazing. Ava and Yira coming together is what it's all about. That's who we are. We are Guf and Neshama. We are Chesed and Din coming together. We are meant to be Noyheg. To be noyig that way, we're the ones that could bring the two opposites together. Ava and Yira, to be mechaber, Ava and Yira. B'makom gila, shom teherada. That's us. And it's beautiful if you think about it. What do we say in Elokei Neshama? Kol zman shehaneshama bekirbi. As long as the neshama is within me. What does that mean? As long as the neshama is in my body, as long as Shemayim and Aretz are mechaber together in me. Oh, Hashem made me, that's my essence. So I'm meant to be noyheg that way, to bring it in action. How? Moide ani lefanecha. Moide ani lefanecha is the chibur of Avan Yira, the chibur of Chesed and Din. Kol zman shaneshama bekirbi. As long as the neshama is within me, that I am made up of that chibur of Chesed and Din, of Shemayim and Aretz. Guf and neshama. Oh, I'm meant to be noyheg with that chibur. I'm the one that's going to be the one to bring together Av and Yira, chesed and din. Then I say moida ani lefanecha. I put together the Av and Yira, mechaber Av and Yira together.
We have to do something to realize the.
Right. So through the hatava that Hashem bestowed on us, that He gave us, and we have such an avat Hashem. And that, like the Reish Chachma says, that it arouses in us an Ava to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we have an Ava to Hashem. And perhaps this could be on our level, we could have given an understanding, and the Vilna Gaon says, Shehu Shiluv Havoya V'Adnos. We explained in the past that the Shem Havaya, the Vilna Gaon in the beginning of Rus says, indicates the Mid of Chesed. Hoya hoy viviya, that Hashem is limitless, that He acts in a limitless way, He acts with the midah of chesed, that's havoya. And Adnos, we said from the Marsha and Kiddushin, indicate is Moira on the Midah of Din. So perhaps on our level we could say that Shushil of Havoyev Amnos, that's putting together the Chesed and Din. And just if you think about it, it goes one step further. Perhaps we could just give a little of another insight. It's very interesting. We said that Hashem is Mishamro Bekirbi. Hashem is watching the Neshama in me. What does that mean? That means that the Yavetz explains that really every second the Neshama is trying to leave. The Neshama is always trying to leave the body. What happens? Hashem is holding it in, right? And I'll read again something we read from the past, but it's really beautiful. The Imre Shefer is a pirish on the Vilna Gaon Siddur. He says in Baruch Sh'omer, Iker Hachiyos, the Iker life, vitality, movement of a person, who al yidei his chabros shnei hafachim. It's through the blending, the coming together, the two opposites. What are the two opposites? Ruchnius v'gashmius, meaning the body and soul. V'tomid loichemem zebezeh. There's a constant battle between the two. V'al yidei ze goyim hatnuah v'achiyus. That's what generates tenuah, movement, and life. How does that work? Unbelievable. Ki a nefesh roitzeli parad me'aguf. The nifrud mimenu. The nefesh is trying to leave, is leaving. But then, bal karchot tzarech lashuv, has to go back. That's the Ratzon Hashem. U'leschaber me'aguf b'Ratzon Hashem. The Ratzon Hashem is that it has to be connected. That is what arouses and generates movement. We're alive. We're moving. It's because there's this battle on us between the body and soul. The neshama is leaving and the Ratzon Hashem is bringing it back in, leaving back in, back and forth, to and fro. And that's what inspires, that's what arouses our life, our chiyus, our movement. Unbelievable. And then he says, Vizehu soid, this is the soid of the pasuk. We're going to lay on Shavuos morning, it's in the Haftarah, in Yecheskel. V'achayos, the malachim, the chayos, rotzei v'shoiv, kemari habazak. They're running to and fro. That's the side, the secret of that pasuk. The idea of to and fro, that idea of the discrepancy, that there's this back and forth, that our neshamas want to leave and it's coming back, and leave and come back, and that's our chiyus, that's our life. If you think about it, what's going on? The neshama wants to leave. Why does it want to leave? Because it wants to go back to its source. It wants to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to go, to be mistabik, right? Back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It wants to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's forced to be restrained and held back in the body. It's really what we're Moida'ani Lufanecha, like the Rambam explains, is really very much mirroring that. Moida'ani, we have Avat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But then Miyad Nirsa Lachayev, we hold back Lufanecha. We realize that we hold back. Who am I to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How small I am. So it's very interesting. It really parallels the Kolzman Shanashama Bekirbi. The Kolzman Shanashama Bekirbi is this, that the neshama is trying to be mizdavik with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's being held back. So I say, Moida Ani Lefanecha, it's just this, the mirror of that. It's very interesting. Oh, and perhaps Shavuos is in just 4 days. We're 4 days away from Shavuos. Just perhaps we could tie this into Shavuos and get it Hesiris. We know, if you think about it, Shavuos is a day that we're really celebrating, this chibur between Shemayim and Arts. Because Torah, well, Shavuos is when the Torah came down to this world. Moshe brings it down to the world. Torah is limitless, is Ein Sof. Torah is Kulei Ruchni, it's from Shemayim, it's nothing about it is physical. Torah is Kulei Ruchni, it's Shemayim, it's total Shemayim. It's cool. It's Ein Sof. I once heard that Or is Gematria Ein Sof. Noam's the hosting tonight. We gotta put in some Gematrias. Or is Ein Sof, right? The Ein Sof. The Torah is Ein Sof. It's limitless, right? That's Torah. It's Kulei Ruchni. It's Kulei Shemayim. And it's common. What's Torah? Limud HaTorah. We take the Torah and we bring it down to us, into the physical world, right? We learn the Torah. We bring it into us. And that's being Mechaber, Shemayim, and Arts. And in fact, Rashi, in the beginning of, Rashi in Yisrael says that the Pasuk says, Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai. The Pasuk says in Yisrael that Hashem came down to Har Sinai. So Rashi says, does it mean, Yochal Yardal of Mamish? Do you think that it means that he came down literally? He came onto Har Sinai? But it says, Kimin HaShemayim Dibarti Machem. He spoke to us from Shemayim. So he didn't come down to Har Sinai. Milame, this teaches us. So did he speak to us from Shemayim or did he come down to Har Sinai? Which one? Stira. Says Rashi, Milamei Jehirchen Shemayim. He bent down the Shemayim, V'hetzion Al Gabei Ahar. He placed it smoothly right on the mountain. K'matza Alamita, like a sheet being laid on a bed. And Hashem came down, V'yard Kisei HaKovad Aleim. That's Matan Torah. The Chibra of Shemayim Bar, it's literally like a sheet on a bed, that's Shemayim and Arts, literally it touched. That is the whole idea of Matan Torah. And if you think about it, you learn through Parashas Yisrei, the whole Yisrei, the whole Matan Torah is this, both the Ava and the Yira, right? The Ava that Klal Yisrael had, then the HaKadosh Baruch Hu expressed to us, right? The Matan Torah is the Haftoi Sonu, right? That's the Ava. I'll read a beautiful Lashon in the Vilna Gaon in the beginning of Shir HaShirim. Yishakeinu Menashikas Piyu. Right? That what it means is that Mi Yitain, if only we could have it, that Hashem gives us from His mouth, the way He gave to us the first two Dibrois. Right? That was the Neshikas Piyu. When Hashem said with His own mouth, that was a Neshika, that was a kiss from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the ultimate love, that there's no greater love. Like a kiss. A kiss is what indicates this, is what Moira on the most ultimate love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has. The kiss, the Neshikas Piyu, that's Matan Torah. The love that Hashem had for us, and we have HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Avas HaTorah, is Matan Torah, is the Torah that Hashem is. Is Bachar Banu Mikolamim, and He gives us His Torah, Mipiv Das Hasfuna. And yet, there's also the element of Yira, right? Like the Pasuk says, the Arkolam Vayonu, right? The Pasuk says they jump back. There's Yira, right? The Pasuk says, right? Bavorti Yiras Al Panechem, Vayaron Vayonu, Vayamdim Irachak. They jumped back. And I'd just like to suggest something very interesting, perhaps. Very interesting thing. I saw in Imre Shefer later on, and more to the end, I think, of Baruch Sha'omar. The end of Baruch Sha'omar, he says a very interesting thing. He says, V'inyin hananua shebeluluv. The idea of the shaking, the nanuim, the luluv, we shake the luluv. Roimez lechius. That is roimez to the life, right? We said life is that movement. Rotzei v'shoiv. The concept of rotzei v'shoiv. Kana, like I wrote above, like what we said before. And that's why he says, Lulav is Gematria Chaim. Lulav is Gematria Chaim, because the Lulav is what's Roim is on Chios of life, of Rotzi V'Shoiv, the back and forth. That's the Nanuim. We shake the Lulav back and forth. And I didn't see this anywhere, so I don't know, but I'll just put it out for the Olam. And perhaps we could get in a little bit of an understanding. The Baal HaTurim says, on the Pasuk by Matan Torah, it says, Vayara Om Vayonu. The nation saw, and they moved, and they were moving. They were moving. Says the Baal HaTurim, Al kein misnanim b'shas limud ha-Torah. That's why we shuckle when we learn Torah. We shuckle. Perhaps the idea is, perhaps we could give a little bit of an understanding. That when a person learns Torah, there's such a dveikus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the neshama is connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that brings even more of the neshama is trying to be mizdabik, even come close to HaKadosh, the neshama is coming so close with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is connecting to Shairish. And that's a time that there's more of an intensified achios of movement. What causes movement? That battle that there is, that the neshama is trying to be mizdabik more to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's being held back at a time of limud ha-Torah. Perhaps that's what's happening. A person automatically shuckles. Vayanu, there's a vayanu because of that rotzei v'shoiv, that connection that the neshama is having with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but yet it's being held back, right? By Matan Torah, actually, it says that the neshamas were, right? Nafsha yotze bedabri, the neshamas even left them, right? But they came back. So when a person learns Torah, the neshama is connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but has to come back, and automatically that generates even more of a movement, the Ratzav Hashayv. And Noam, Ratzav Hashayv is Gematria Torah. When we learn Torah, that arouses, that Ratzav Hashayv, that Nanua, that movement. And that's perhaps, Ulai, that could be an idea. I would just like to end off, when I was preparing this shir, I found a fascinating Zera Kaddish, and I think it could give us a Seris for Shavuos. It's coming to talk about this idea of shaking, shuckling during learning. I think it's a different idea than what we said. Listen to this. This is in Parashas Pinchas, Ois Kuf Yudalid. It's Rabbi Yossi, the Tana Rabbi Yossi, talking. He's saying that I was walking with Rabbi Shimon, Shimon Bar Yechai. Kamnu v'alachnu. We got up and we went. V'tokfi shalchoim ha-shemesh ha-ya b'yoyser. The sun was very hot on the road. V'yameit zolano adarech. It was getting too much for us, the traveling. Re'inu ilano b'midbar. And we saw, we're in the desert, we saw trees. Umayim tachteim. And there was water under the trees. So yashavnu tachas tzila shalilan. So we sat under the shade of the tree. And then, sha'alti yosei. I asked Rabbi Shimon Bar Yechai Shaila. Mazeh! What is this? Shekol amei ha'olam einam oisim nanua. All the nations of the world, they don't shuckle. El Yisrael levadim, only Kal Yisrael shuckles. They shake. Kishe oiskim v'tayra. When they learn Torah, he misnanim l'kanu l'kanu. You see, the yid starts learning, he's shaking back and forth. Mibli shalom duzeh, me'ez adam b'olam. Without anyone teaching them to do this, they just automatically shuckle. They can't sit straight. What's pshat? Listen to this. Omar Lee says, Rabbi Yossi, you know Rabbi Shimon Bar Yechai told me? His kartani dvar elyon. You reminded me of a lofty idea. Uvnei adam einim yoidim veinim ashkichim. People don't know and they're not thinking about this. Yoshev mat. Rabbi Shimon stopped for a second. Ubach, and he started to cry. Omar, and he said, Oy livnei Adam, woe is to man. Shaholchim kebehemas asada. We're going like beasts of the field, animals of the field, belit funo, without understanding what's going on. Bidover ze bilvad, with this alone, this question that you're bringing up, this difference, the shuckling between us and the Umas Olam. Bidover ze bilvad, nikr, bein neshomes hakadosh shel Yisrael. Bein neshomes shar ha'amim. With this itself, we see the difference between the neshama of a yid and the neshama of a goy. Neshamas Yisrael, the neshama of a yid, nigzeru miner hakadosh hadaylik, whatever this means, is coming from the ner hakadosh. Like the pasuk says, shekosav ner Hashem nishmas adam. The neshama is a ner. V'ner hazeh, and this ner, this lamp, b'shoshen nidlak, min ha-toyrah al-yoyna, when it's ignited from the toyrah from above, it doesn't, the flame doesn't stop moving. Or haner, once this fire of the ner, once it hits the wick, this fire, it doesn't rest. It moves back and forth. Similarly to this is Klal Yisrael. The neshamas are from that ner. Kivan she'omer dvar Torah echad, a yid says one vart of Torah, hare or dailak. His neshama's on fire. Vein einam yichaylum lishkait, and they can't stop moving. Misnanam lekan lekan, they start to shuckle. Ulechalat stadim ka'ar haner ki ner Hashem nishmas adam. Unbelievable. Says Rabbi Yossi, he says, Amr Rabbi Yossi, zehu birurish oldavar, this is the clarity of the matter, ashrei chelki, praiseworthy is my chelek, shezachisi l'shmai davazah. I was zeichet to hear this from Rav Shimon. The unbelievable idea, a new idea here, that this, I was thinking this could give a hisaris to us when we learn Torah, that sometimes we feel that we're not connecting necessarily, it doesn't always go geshmak, but we have to realize that when we learn Torah, there's an inherent connection, our neshamas are one word of Torah, already our neshamas are gelicht, are lit on fire. And we might not feel it. We might not feel it always. We don't always have that geshmak in learning. That doesn't always come every time. But we should realize that the Torah is our ner Hashem nishmas adam. One word of Torah puts our neshamas on fire. And it doesn't stop going. And our neshamas are connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And just gives us a hisiris for the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Habar l'inol tayv. Shkach.